Why do you think the Supreme Court has a role in protecting voting rights?
Well, so when people talk about, you know, what happened on January 6, 2021, the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, or just the voting we have in America, often it's, you know, if you look at Congress and you see that, you know, support of Congress is pretty low. The presidency, I mean, whether it's Trump or it's been Biden, support of the incumbent president has been low. But people, I think, generally at least used to think of the Supreme Court as a protector of rights. And what this book aims to do is explain why, unfortunately, the Supreme Court has been pretty bad on voting rights as well. So, you know, the reason it's important is that the court is supposed to be the protector of individual rights against majoritarianism suppression, right? Against the majority trying to change the voting rules or suppress voting rights in an effort to keep themselves in power, which is a lot of what happens. You have these rules that politicians enact with the sole goal, essentially, of making it harder for the other side to win and easier for them to win re-election. The court used to be a protector of the individual voter. In the 1960s, there was a handful of cases in which the court elevated the constitutional right to vote. But really, over the past 50 years, we've seen the court backslide on its protection of voting rights.